Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
Like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
Always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. So why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We've got love.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning as we have prepared for you a beautiful show today, a beautiful discussion. And we pray that you're all as alert as we are with the sun shining so brightly here in the D.C. metropolitan area. We have a beautiful, bright sun out there. It's really heightening our spirits. Well, a great show and a wonderful day. Again, I want to thank you for joining us. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. I'm waiting for Imam Shabazz to come on now. He hasn't shown so far, but I believe he's going to be on real soon. I just spoke to him a few minutes ago, and we're going to see what's happening with his delay. He's probably talking to one of the guests. You know how people are. The last minute, some people call in. They forget that actually no one should be calling within the first 15 minutes of your show. If anybody's going to call, they should try to call before the show begins, at least within 15 minutes. So if any of you out there want to call either of us at any time, on Sunday, try to call at least 15 minutes before showtime, because Imam Shahid Shabazz is a talker, a beautiful one, but he can really talk all the air as well as he can off the air. So he forgets sometimes, and I think that's what's going on. Anyway, people, we have a great show lined up for you today, and the show's discussion will be Muslim people. Self-deception is the greatest deception. Wow. Thought about that. Are we really deceiving ourselves? Do you even think that you're really deceiving yourself? Huh? We have a lot to ponder on in this world about this life we're living, huh? Anyway, we're going to have a great and wonderful discussion with that title in mind. Prepare yourself. And please, just push the number one button and your phone number will show up on the computer. And we will be glad to have you on with us to join us on the show today and in the discussion today. So now that we're waiting for Imam Shahid Shabazz, you can be preparing and thinking about what the discussion is going to be. Muslims, people, it is our own self-will that leads us into believing that this world and the things in it are real. Our Creator, Allah, is the one and only reality. And Allah created the people and this world for justice and for a limited time. But most people of this world show in their conduct that this world is their paradise. And they put their hope and trust in people and in material things and forget that without Allah's power of love, this is a dead world. And the world of dead people. What about people? Think about who's being trusted today, huh? Our leaders. So many people put their hope in their leaders, huh? And their leaders fail them sometimes. That's a message, a strong message. You see, people, Allah is the light and life of the heavens and the earth. Most people try to find satisfaction in themselves and material things and forget that heart only finds satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. Yes, people. You have to realize the Almighty God, that He is the only reality. And He's not human. That's the whole point. That's where our faith begins. And believing in the unseen, huh? Believing in the unseen. We hear these words coming from our mouth, and we talk, but can we really see what we say, huh? Can we see the air we're breathing? But we know we're breathing right, huh? Can we see the odor that we're smelling? But we know we're smelling it. So the whole thing, the whole test is what? Believing in the unseen. That's where your faith comes in. Most people want to believe in only that they see, but what you see is what? Here 1 minute and gone the next. They used to say here today and gone tomorrow, but that's not always the case. You see something and turn around, it's not there. And you don't see it. Test. Our test, believing in the unseen because we are the unseen. Yes, we are. We are the unseen. This body here, nothing but the earth is going to return to. Huh. And we have been here for a while on this day from the earth, and then you're not here anymore. So, people, the reality of life is you must learn to believe in the unseen, stop deceiving ourselves, and know that there is a Creator, someone much, much greater than you and I, who created all that we do see in the artificial world. All right. Now I see Imam Shabab, he's on the line and ready to go. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
So good to have you with us, Imam Shabbat. Okay, so we are waiting and ready for you.
I'm ready to go, inshallah, mashallah. As it be Allah's will and in the will of Allah, I'm ready to speak in His will. And what you are talking about, this also ties in with that. Because this is where we're at as a world of people today. But before we get started with any thing, we want to thank Allah for blessing us to wake up again this morning and give us another chance in this world, this temporary world, to prepare our souls for the real world, the eternal world you were speaking about in the hereafter, in Allah's eternity, heaven, in His eternal heaven. So, people, I want to first of all say, you look at the world. The world is practically evil. Evil is everywhere you turn. I was talking to some believers at the Masjid Friday here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and they was talking about right around us where they found two young black boys dead right beside each other, 8 and 9, where one black young man shot a 61-year-old lady, I think killed her, and some more deaths. They're just killing, killing, killing the young people. And these are black youth. He said it may have been a white in one case. I don't believe it. I believe it's mostly black. And see, this is the thing. I'm going to use this analogy right quick, and then we're going to pray. If you go to the hospital, you're going for a reason. Something's ill in your body. If you go there and just tell the doctor, say, I'm sick, and you don't tell him what sickness are you dealing with, they can't diagnose a cure for that or help you with that. So it's the same way with Almighty God, Allah. If we don't, seek to know our Creator and know the purpose of life down here on earth He created for us, we won't know how to live. And we'll destroy ourselves because He's all good. And without knowing Him, you don't know good. And there's only one way to know if you don't know the goodness about your Creator. It's the evil of our arch enemy, Satan. So it's either one you're worshiping or following. We pray. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rahman, Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We just said with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the barber, the cherisher, and sustainer of all worlds, most gracious, most merciful, Master, rule of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us Allah the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. People, evil will keep you in bondage without the power of Allah's love. Allah's power of love can and will destroy all evil in due time. People, Muslims, when we forget our Creator, we forget our life. People, as the sister was saying, our real life is not animal life. Our real life is spiritual life. But it's our own choice which life we choose. Allah also tests our will with good and evil. So we have Allah's power in us to help us destroy evil and bring back Allah's goodness in our life. This is true freedom, people. Also, our true freedom is in having a personal relationship with our Creator. Excuse me, nobody can save you but you. But in order to do this, you must sincerely believe, trust, and obey Allah's will, and live your life only to please Allah. This is our only freedom from evil. Evil have no power over Allah's goodness. People, okay, that was just one page. I want to share this with you too. And this right here is titled, I wrote, Allah inspired me to write, and saving saving our children by raising them up with God consciousness, with the consciousness of their Creator. Muslim people, my mother, grandmother, and spiritual hearted, sincere worshippers of Allah instilled the fear of Allah in me when I was a child. So when ever I did any wrong, my conscience and heart troubled me. But today, most mothers and fathers have forgot Allah. Therefore, they don't know how to raise their children. They let Satan raise their children while they indulge in self-glory. Muslim people, if you don't try sincerely seeking the help of Allah, your future is going to be cut off very, very soon. Why? Because the children are our future. That's why Allah created us to procreate till the generations can go on. If we let Satan cut off our children, future, we have no future. First, you must come back to, as people saying you're grown, adults, to learn to fear Allah yourself before you can instill it in your children. Then and only then can you teach your children the fear of Allah and the purpose that Allah created them and you. And you have to show your children this by your words and your actions. And like me, I never forgot Allah. You teach your children this, they won't forget Allah. It was a saying that we had coming up, say, raise your children in the way of Allah that you want them to go, and they won't, and they may stray like I did, but they will come back. In most cases, you raise them with the sincere love for their Creator, and teach them to totally depend on their Creator, and know that He is their everything, and they are He controls life and death, and that He rewards you for your good, and He allow you to punish yourself if you go against His will and do bad. He don't punish you. You bring punishment on yourself. If you teach them these good moral values and establish a moral foundation for your children, then we can put a stop to all this killing. It's the young people killing because Satan is raising them. And the adults run around here thinking they some gods. Muslim, Christian, all of you, the majority of you, run around here thinking you're some god and striving only for glamour. You want to look good on the outside, and you want the best car, the most expensive car. You're competing with each other in material things that ain't even real, as the sister said, and don't really matter. All that matters while we're in this life is to fear our Creator and to live the life He created us to live, which is a good life, and prepare in this world, which this world is only a preparation for. We prepare for our real life in the hereafter by living what? A godly life. Choosing the good life over the bad life. And Allah, our Creator, is never satisfied with a world of bad life over good life. Good life has to be over good life, and bad life is over bad, which is not life, death. So, people, I have something I want to share with you. The Creator inspired me. It's called Die So You Can Live. I may have spoke on it, but it'll be brief. But it's very important. Human life and death is spiritual. When the soul of the human being is alive, then the human being is alive. But when the soul of the human being is dead, then the human being is dead. Our Creator, Allah, is eternal. When Allah created the human soul, then the human being came into spiritual life. Spiritual life leads to Allah, Allah's goodness, and Allah's righteousness. This is how you identify a human being, life. From the jinn in the human being, the evil in the human being, the evil desires in the human being. The jinn comes in the human being when the human being forget Allah. The jinn, the evil and carnal desires in the human being, this is why Allah say in His beautiful and clear book of Revelations of the Quran, the human being cannot be true and faith in Him until they gain self-control or self-mastery. Also, Allah say, all the good that happens to humankind comes from Allah. And Allah say, all the evil that comes into the human life is from themselves. So to change the evil in this world is to change the jinn in the human life back to the real human life, which is spiritual life. Allah says in the Quran, He created the jinns and humankind only to what? Worship and serve Him. So even our jinn by its nature will worship and serve Allah, but not on its own. It needs our help as human souls. So this means only Allah can give us human souls the strength to take back control over our evil jinn nature. Then our jinn nature will work in harmony with our spiritual nature and obey Allah, and we'll see a change in this world. And I shared with a brother this morning, the world for people, it's not the outer world. Your world is how you think. So a mind thinketh, so is that mind. If that mind think evil, that mind is evil, the whole of that person. If that mind think good, the whole of that mind is good. But Prophet Muhammad said this. He said there's a morsel of flesh in the human being body. And he said if that flesh is good, then all the human being is good. And if it's bad, all the human being is bad. He said, truly, it is the heart. Okay? So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the greatest struggle or fight we have, the human being got, is on themselves. It's on our own jinn, evil self. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Our radio listening audience, you see, coming on today, coming on in now, for discussion. Muslim people, self-deception is the greatest deception. And I know most of us have never thought about deceiving ourselves. You know, people can do that, can they? Well, you're very deceived. You don't think you can deceive yourself because that's just what you are doing. And we are here in open court discussion. So those of you in the audience who want to join in, who are listening, just push the number one button. Your number will show up in our studio, and you may join the discussion today. Right now, I see we have a guest who has come on. He hasn't been on too long, but I don't know whether he wants to listen a little longer. We know the future guest now. I know him. And he's from Winston-Salem here. And we're so glad to have him. I'm going to see if he's ready to say something or just he just wants to listen to what Imam has, Imam Shabazz has to say a little longer. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sister. How are you?
Fine, alhamdulillah. So thank you for having me today. I see that you haven't been on too long. Did you want to make a comment this time, or do you want to listen more?
Alhamdulillah, I was listening to Brother Imam Shabazz on there on the topic. I definitely would want to listen some more, but I mean, obviously, it's a very intriguing topic on getting the information to the youth in a way that allows them. Even though, like the man mentioned, they may slip and make mistakes, but you give the information to them in the right way, the way that pleases Allah, and they'll come back. You know, they'll come back even though they may slip and make some mistakes like he did, like I did, like plenty of people, you know, who we know. So, you know, it's just a pleasure listening, and inshallah, I'll maybe comment some more later, inshallah.
Thank you. Thank you so much, brother. Yes, Imam Shahid Shabazz today has, like we say, a beautiful, beautiful subject that he's speaking on, people. Because as we can see, we are deceived. And all of us are deceived. And not only that, our future, all of us, because some of us who know our Creator, and believe it within our hearts, because we take time to meditate, to reason, to think. You have to do that. Do you research about your life that you're living in? Study the religious lives of the prophets that will be before you, and see what they came from, what ends up, what look, study those nations before you. Where are they? What happened to them? Why? You know, these are the questions you should be asking yourself, people. And stop deceiving yourself because of this material skin that you are in, all right? You see the creatures, the animals and all, but you only see to their outside. You can't see what's making them function, what's making them eat, why they eat what they eat, why they react as they act. You can't see that. It's all unseen. You just know, see the action, the results of it. And that's their outside appearance. But people, that's the purpose of life, to believe in the unseen. All right, our Creator wants us to know that we exist, but we don't exist in this material existence. But it's only an illusion. Again, I say, you're here one moment and you're gone the next. I want you to be sure to our Creator, we're never seen again, but we did see each other one time. We saw that first person who has returned, and we know it's returned to our Creator now. We saw him, but he's still existing. He never existed in that skin anyway. That was only there. You know, while he was traveling through this world, huh? Trying to make a better, good life, a pleasing life. Creator, and that's what you should be doing. All right, now have Imam Shahid Shabbat back with us again. Imam Shabbat, you're on the air.
Okay, I want to come straight and directly from the final revelations of Almighty God, Allah, the Creator of all people, the God of all people, the Lord of all lords, the Lord of all the worlds. There is no Lord, no God, but Allah. Allah is all in all, meaning that his power is all in all creation. Not only the creation we know, but in the creation of all systems of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of life and reality. And Allah said in the Quran, for Muslims in particular, now, then do you remember me? I will remember you. Be grateful to me and reject not faith in me. Allah goes on to let us know as Muslims, because we are the leaders for all the other people in the world, back to the straight way, the righteous way of Almighty God Allah. Allah is charged us to do that, not the Christians, not the Jews, but the Muslims today. He said, you are the best of people evolved, raised up, for mankind, and joining them to all that is good, and forbidding them from all that is haram, wrong. Allah said, O ye who believe, seek my help with patience, perseverance, and prayer, for Allah is with those who patiently persevere in good. And Allah said, say not of those who are killed, striving in his way, they are dead. He said, no, they are still living, though you on earth in the flesh don't see them no more. He said, Allah said, be sure he will test us, Muslims. It's all people, but I'm speaking directly to Muslims now. He said, be sure I shall test you with something of fear and hunger, some loss in your goods, material things, or your lives, your family members, or the fruits of your toil. You're going to work a long time and see you ain't got that much, like me. But give glad news, Allah said, to those who patiently persevere in good and obedience to Allah, even though they're going through all these things. And they say, when they are afflicted with these calamities, to Allah we belong, and to Allah is our return. Allah said, they are those on whom descend blessings from their Lord and mercy, and they are the ones that receive Allah's guidance. And then I want to come down here in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, and say, Allah speaking directly to you Muslims, Allah said, those who conceal the Muslims, his clear signs in the Quran he have sent down to Prophet Muhammad, and the guidance of Allah in the Quran after Allah said he had made it clear for his people of the world in his book, Quran, he said, on them Muslims shall be his curse and the curse of those entitled to curse, except those who repent and make amends, change, and start, you know, speaking and living Allah's truth in the Quran and following the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad as it should be followed correctly. And he said, openly, go out in the public and declare his truth. Allah said to them, I turn in mercy, for I am often returning, most merciful. Allah said, those who reject faith in him and die rejecting faith in him, Allah said, on them is Allah's curse and the curse of his angels and of all mankind. Allah said, they will abide therein. Their penalty will not be lightened, nor will respite be their lot. And Allah said, Allah is one God. He said, there is no God but Allah, him, most gracious, most merciful. I'm going to stop right there and let Brother Imam Abdul Kareem pick up from there and just share a little bit more to the Muslims directly on how we need to get on our job and stop looking and competing with this world and competing with the people of this world, this material world, which Allah say this material world is the root of all evil. And Allah say this material world is a prison for the faithful servants of Allah, and it is a paradise for the disbelievers. You can't tell most Muslims now from the disbelievers. Why? Because of their conduct. So I'll leave it right there for Brother Imam. I'll leave that opening for you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Imam. Well put. And when you say that the believers are here as a guidance, as the best of mankind, I mean, the only thing that we have is the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a messenger of God to show us what's right and what's wrong, to show us what's the right way to do something correctly. You know, I had this analogy, and I said it to the guys when I was talking to them at the jail earlier today, and I thought about this analogy because it just makes sense. Just because you know how to punch doesn't make you a boxer. You know, just because you could punch, it doesn't make you a boxer. You have to go. Mike Tyson was a great street fighter before he got taught by Customato how to fight, how to box, how to be in the ring, and how to box. And a lot of our brothers and sisters feel like they believe in God, they love God, they're good people, so they must know how to worship God. That doesn't come automatically. You don't know the rules and how to worship God correctly automatically unless you're going to follow his messenger, one of the messengers that he sent. You know, unless you could follow the teachings of Jesus, alayhi salam, peace and blessings be upon him, you won't know how to worship God correctly unless you're going to follow the teachings of Moses, peace be upon him, alayhi salam. You won't know how to worship God correctly. You can't just take it upon yourself and say, you know, I like music, so I'm going to sing to God and God's going to like the music. Or I like to dance, so I'm going to dance for my Lord and my Lord's going to like my dance. Or, you know, I cured cancer. I came up with a cure for cancer, so my Lord should be pleased with me. You have to know how to do things that you could direct them strictly to please your Lord, strictly for the favor of your Lord to be happy with you, with your action. And you can only learn that by following what your messenger said and how he said to do it. And we follow the, you know, the last messenger, and the last messenger told us everything, and he's the last one we're going to have for the end of time, and everybody's supposed to follow him. So since we do, to the best of our ability, try to follow our messenger, that makes us an example for other people who also want to be good, who also want to please their Lord, but a lot of times don't know how. And even though we fall short, we still have the rule. So I can take the youth, I can take my children, I can speak to a neighbor, a friend, and I could explain to them, this is why I do this, and this is why I know that my Lord is happy with it, because my messenger did it. And you couldn't tell me why you do what you're doing that you think pleases your Lord, because you don't have that example. And if you do, then it's pleasing to your Lord. But if you don't have that example, how do you know? How could you possibly know? So that puts a lot of weight on our shoulders, Imam, and it puts a lot of weight on our shoulders to be an example, because you are always a shining example of a Muslim. You know, when you walk, people look at you, they say, okay, that brother's a Muslim. You know, but not everybody's always wearing a kufi, or not everybody's always wearing a thobe, you know, or something that would identify them as a Muslim. So it's going to be your behavior and your character and how you speak to people and why you hold your tongue sometime and why you may not sometime. And those things, those examples are just, you know, they're something that you have to be taught. You can't just use your own judgment all the time and say, I like chocolate, so my wife should like chocolate. I should be able to bring her home chocolate, and she should like chocolate. Well, what if your wife's a diabetic? You don't know, you know, you can't just say because you like it, she's going to like it. Say, I love my Lord, and I know this is a good deed, so I'm going to do this deed so because it's good for the people and it's good for my Lord is going to be happy. No. If you want to do something to please Allah, the Lord of the world, the creator of the heaven and the earth, you have to do that thing solely to please him. And if it pleases the people, alhamdulillah, good for you. If it doesn't please the people, but it pleases your Lord, you are on the right path still, the best path, because whatever you do has to be to please your Lord. And we will lose the youth in our community, just like any other religion would lose their youth if they stray from that path. Because when you stray from the path that the messengers have set forth for you, you're going to start to lose. Your religion will lose. You'll go down the wrong direction, and you'll start making bigger and bigger and bigger mistakes until you don't know where your mistake started from. So it's just always appreciative as a reminder that we're an example, you know, that we know doing things solely to please our Lord is how all the messengers did it. And we get that example, and we have to try our best to live that example, as tough as it is sometimes, and, you know, live with the good of it and the bad of it. You know, when we get it right and when we get it wrong, we have to know we still have to return to our Lord. Like you said earlier, we bring the bad on ourselves. You know, we bring the punishment on ourselves. Whatever punishment, whatever we have going on that's negative, we brought that on ourselves. And whatever we have that's going on that's good is by the mercy of our Lord, and we need to be thankful for it.
I mean.
Inshallah. I mean. Shukrani, ma'am. I just wanted to share that, because that was bubbling up from the conversation that you said, inshallah.
Well, that was well said, brother. And it was said clearly. If I wasn't a Muslim, I would understand everything you said. That's another thing that we as Muslims in particular, Allah, one of the titles of the Quran that is the clear evidence. And Allah says in the Quran also of this beautiful last revelation for mankind, he said he's made his book and his guidance in his book easy to understand and remember. I want to add this to it. Why do Allah say that? Because Allah says also in his book, beautiful book, Quran, guidance for the whole of mankind, he said he created the nature of good in every baby, every human being. So by nature, we are good as human beings. And not only that, but even we see the evil, and we think that, we may think that, okay, evil it's got a power of its own. Evil have no power. Evil only have what if you want to call it, the power of deception. It makes you think that it has power when you forget Allah, because when you forget Allah, you're forgetting the one that has all power. Even evil in the Quran says, "I fear Allah." Now, we're talking about the evil Satan, okay? The chief evil one and the chief evil one and self-pride. Because all evil comes from selfish pride. You know, you want to take matters into your own hand. You think you know and Allah don't know. That's why he got Satan and the jinn that followed him. Allah's heaven. Because Allah said he had a plan for to create man, and they said, we can't submit. He said, you created me from fire, and you created something out of mud, and you want me to bow down and submit to that, follow that? No, I can't do that. So we see that pride is the root of all evil, so we have to lose our self-pride. We have to realize that the only reality is Allah. Everything else we see, Allah says, this whole world is nothing but goods and channels of deception. And when we speak of the realm, he's talking about, as the co-host said, people too. We are of this world, our flesh is of this world, isn't it? Isn't we created by Allah out of the earth? Yes. So we are of this world. That part of us is of this world. And you can hear people talking such a good talk, Muslim, non-Muslims, and man, in my 60s, I've lived long enough to see it, and so many times. Man, and now they're more professional. You got more professional liars and deceivers than ever. Allah says, even in the Quran, that the Jews lied on him and saying that he had a son, and Jesus and his mother was the mother of God. He said the Christians, they lie on him by saying Jesus the same thing. And he said now the Muslims, they're lying on him when they say he say that which they do that he didn't say for them to do. You see? So Allah said they learn how to lie, and well, they learn how to tell them lies. So people, Muslim people, we must understand that nothing is hidden from Allah. I had this analogy I wanted to give too in this talk, and it's so beautiful. It's a hadith for saying the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. He said self-deception is like a black ant on a black rock in the pitch black of night. Can you see that? No, you can't see that as a human being. You can't see that ant. No. Pitch black dog. No. But he said, Allah say, I see it just like it was clear daylight, just like the sun was out. So we can't hide anything from Allah, people. Let's understand that Allah says he will judge us on by our intentions and our actions. Everything in the life of a true believer in Allah starts with godly intentions, good intentions. And Prophet Muhammad said, as the Imam said, in this way, he said, when you see a true mu'min, a true believer in Allah, he said, they remind you of Allah just by looking at them, seeing them, their actions. They ain't got to say a word. He said, when you see them, they remind you of Allah. And Allah says here, he had revealed this to me, inspired me with this the information. Allah says, Muslims, he say, when we stand before his judgment seat on the day of judgment, he say it would be as if this world we're in never existed. And his spiritual world was always here. That's truly the way it is, people. So Muslim people, as long as you keep looking at the material world, you will never connect with Allah's unseen world of reality inside yourself. Our reality as human, as a human race, is not animal life or in things outside. Our reality is inside our body. This is the spirit of Allah in us. Allah's spirit in us gives us what? Real spiritual human life. This is why most people are walking dead, spiritually and mentally dead. That's why all this killing going on. When you have life in you, you want more life. You work for life. You don't work for death. You don't kill and destroy. When you have life in you, you don't be nasty. You can give a lot of Muslims the greeting, Assalamu alaikum. What a beautiful spirit. And Allah said when the spirit is given, a greeting of salam is given to you, give one equal or even better, and you'll get a lot of response back. Wa alaikum salam. You're disobeying Allah. So this is why most people have no regard or respect for human life, people. But we as individuals can change this world by changing our world of what? Thinking. But we have got to come back to the fear of Allah. Allah is the only protector from the evil of ourself and the evil of the Satan in this world we can't see. We might have had, we might have heard the term in our lifetime, beauty is only skin deep. Well, Prophet Muhammad said Allah is beauty. You got a lot of women now that say, I'm not only a Muslim, starting with them, and I own down, say, I'm beautiful, I'm a god, I'm a goddess. You got men down here. Most people are saying they're gods today. And even if they don't say it in words, they say it in the fact of just forgetting the law and thinking like the man said, I got this here. I can run my life. I can straighten this out. I don't need no God. Say, I don't see God. So why should I believe in a God? I don't see no God. God ain't done nothing for me. I do everything for myself. I got this. I did this. This is... people, listen at this here. That's so insane. This is true because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said Allah is beauty, as I said. So the beauty, and you hear people saying, oh, man, the sun is so beautiful, and they're right, and the moon is so beautiful. Look at the stars. And they'll say they're beautiful, and some people are beautiful. Guess why? Because they have the beauty of Allah in them. They worship on Allah and striving in Allah, their life to please Allah. In that sense, man and woman is beautiful when they're striving to please Allah. Allah's creation is only a reflection of Allah's beauty, the Creator. And Allah's beauty, we make ourselves beautiful, I said it, by living to follow and obey and please Allah and follow His guidance in the Holy Quran. Peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Again, people, you're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And he is coming to you again strong. Strong with a beautiful discussion. Muslims, people, self-deception is the greatest deception. Yes, he's letting you know, people, wake up. Let's face reality now. You are only deceiving yourself. Yes. If you only believe in the material world and think that this is your heaven and this is your paradise, to believe in the things in it, that's what makes heaven and paradise, then you are deceiving yourself. Because the heaven that you see now, you can still be living, but it can be removed from you quickly. Like a storm or a fire, like California. That's a good example, people. A lot of California in areas that never had fire before burned. I believe it was either in Los Angeles or close to Los Angeles. And that fire, I believe, is out now because that just happened about a week or two ago. It lasted for a long time. It was that something we're never going to put it out. And that people they lost many material things, homes, dwellings, and everything. And a few lost their lives, I believe, in that fire. Yes. So all of that existed. You saw it. But you will never see it again. What will you see from that, from now on, in the place where the fire burned down all of those homes and everything? Well, they can also burn down now these entertainment areas. They're going to get it soon, too. Where you're going for all the rides, fun, and entertainment and stuff. Many of these malls, and some malls have been destroyed in storms. And because of the weather and the conditions around you, signs, people, letting us know that none of this is real and we're not real with it. So therefore, you see none of this again, but eventually you will see a new creation, huh? You will see new growth from the earth coming up, new trees and all. You'll see new homes being built, and you will also see new people coming in to live in there. Not even the same people. All the people might have died, but most of them moved away, had to go away and relocate. So man, you will not see them again. Most of you will not see them again. It's not sign enough to turn you to thinking about reality of your life.
What you see here, the unseen? Yes, it's all, just an illusion, people. Okay, now we have, want to thank you and let you know that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, which is being brought to you by the Imam of Imam Shahid Shabazz and his co-host, Sister Isla Abdullah. And we're so thankful to Allah who can bring this information to you to try to reach you, because Allah is most merciful. He doesn't want anybody to go to the hellfire, living in a hell here on earth, most of them, and go to the worst hell of all we can start to imagine because of our arrogance and our rejection and our disbelief, being hypocrites, making mockery of him and his creation, and not believing that he exists when we can't see that we ourselves don't even exist in our physical form. We not make this physical. Nothing about the physical makes us speak, makes us laugh, makes us breathe. So people, these are things to think about in life. And now, Shahid Shabazz, a great discussion to wake you up today. So let's wake up with it, huh? And start searching for the truth for our Creator and for pleasing him and honoring him with our lives. Now we're back to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you very much. Walaikum salam. Thank you very much. Well said, sister. You are doing a dynamic job. MashaAllah, as Allah pleases. People talk about you, of the job that you are doing as a co-host. When I say the best co-host of any radio program in the world. MashaAllah, as Allah pleases. And we don't give ourselves credit, but I believe that Allah has blessed me to be one of the best hosts of any radio program in the world. Yeah, I know that for a fact, because Allah, he's Ahu Akbar. He's greater than all his creation, and when he worked through his creation, he make his creation work great in his likeness. Great. And so people, I want to share this with you, too, about time. Because, you know, people always talk about time, is moving fast. And it is. It's moving fast. Allah is moving time fast into the future. What future? The spiritual future. Most people, when they talk about the future, you know, they're not talking about the unseen. They're talking about the future here on earth. But this, the call just said it. This world going to run out. Time is going to take everything out of this world. Allah began this world and set it on an hourglass of time, period, to be here for a certain period of time, in which then, after that period is expired, he will destroy it. And that's true as people. So this is a temporary world. We are temporary in our flesh body, our animal life. It's temporary. It's not going to last. Allah says, as the sister said, all this with us, in the Quran, as people will pass away soon. But he said all this with him and his unseen world reality will last throughout all eternity, never end. So what I said here is time, don't wait. So we as people need to understand this and make our time good and doing good works for our future life in the hereafter, at the day of judgment. We're going to need good works. Allah say he gave us a scale. All of us got our own scale. And Allah say on that scale, it's got two sides, a right side and a left side. He said all your good deeds go on the right side, all your bad deeds go on the left side. He said when you weigh your conduct at the day of judgment, if your good on the good side, right side of your scale, it outweighs your bad. On the bad side, you will have earned your soul salvation. You will come back home to him in his Jannah, his heaven. But he said, on the other hand, if all your bad deeds outweigh your good deeds on that scale that balance your life, then you will have failed the test of this life for which he created you, and you will enter the hellfire he has prepared for those who live their life to please themselves and not Allah, their creator. That's plain, people. and our time keep moving into the future, the spiritual future, as I said. Only good can take us into a lost spiritual world in the hereafter. So we have got to So we need to understand, if we want our soul to be saved, we don't want to spend eternity in hell fire. We need to understand this fact of reality and strive towards all that is good, like the Imam said, to please Allah, and strive to stay away from all that is wrong. Allah only accepts good people. Muslim, Christian, Jews, and all people in religion, and all people, period, that say they believe in God, they think they can do good and then say, okay, well, I've done some good, and I can go do me a little bad, because I've done good. They think they can do good and bad, and they think that's acceptable conduct to Allah. You look at them. They make prayers. They go through the rituals of their faith. And one brother was telling me that, it looks so bad. You got Muslims that on our biggest day, Jummah prayer, you got about 3 billion Muslims gathered together, more than any religious group of people in the world. And you got a lot of Muslims that will go outside the mosque before prayer and smoke cigarettes, and then they'll come in and pray, and then they'll go back out and smoke cigarettes. When I was in Baltimore, Maryland, not too long ago, and these brothers, they jumped on me because I didn't know Arabic, speak fluently, and said, told me, you ain't no Muslim, you ain't no true Muslim, you ain't no imam. And one brother, he was called himself a sheikh, or high learned in the faith, one of the highest, he wanted to fight me. I told him, just leave me alone, brother, this is between me and Allah. And he was just arguing with me over two prayers, saying, you ain't supposed to pray no two prayers after Fajr. I told him, I pray to Allah always. I don't make 5 prayers a day. I pray all day. So you do what you want, and I follow my Lord as I will. I say, you can look at me hard as you want to, but just don't come over here and jump on me, dude. You're going to be surprised, brother. So I'm saying, you got people in Islam that say they are Muslims, believe in Allah, and follow Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet of Allah. And their conduct is that of disgrace in the sight of Allah. And what I was going on to say, as one brother, me and one brother was with each other a lot, and we would see one brother that came to the masjid. He would sell dope down by the liquor store about 2 blocks from the masjid. And when Juma came in, he would stop selling this dope, come to the masjid and pray, and then go right back down there on the corner selling dope. But they wouldn't say nothing to him. But a man like me that's trying sincerely to live my faith and my sincere, and they know I was sincere in my faith in Allah, they slandered me and said I was going around the mosque trying to, and giving them sister faith, asking for a wife, which was a lie. So they slam that they're going to have to answer for all of this. I'm just saying this to say Allah don't accept bad conduct just because you say you believe in him. Like the Imam said, your conduct has to confirm your belief by a righteousness, by sincerity, by repentance, staying in repentance, because Allah said he created all human beings weak in flesh. So we already know we're weak in flesh. So why are we weak in flesh? So we will realize our total dependency on Allah if we want to live a good life. Only Allah can help us to live a good life, a godly life. So, people, we probably about ready to conclude, but Allah say, if you keep the Quran, his guidance in the Quran, before you mean follow his message, live, speaking his message like Prophet Muhammad did, live his message. Aisha, the wife of Prophet Muhammad, one of his wives, peace, may Allah be pleased with her, said that Prophet Muhammad was the Quran. When you see him walking, you see the Quran in action, in motion. You see the guidance of Allah in living color, in living example. He was the best example, Allah said, for anybody whose hope is in the hope that they would, on the judgment day, get their soul saved. So Muslim people, we must understand that this life is only a prelude to the real life, which is after the judgment day, after we die and we are resurrected for the day of judgment. So Allah said, if we put his message of Quran behind us, meaning this Muslims especially, we read his Quran, we can speak it fluently, even in the Arabic, the pure Arabic of the Quran only. And that's called a hafiz, I think, in Arabic. He said, even if you do that, he said, many people are Muslims. I don't come to him on the day of judgment. They're going to be have done good deeds so much. It looked like a mountain of good deeds. He said they're going to have made hard and fulfilled all their rituals of their faith, made all their prayers on time. And he said, nevertheless, they're going to be ordered after their judgment to be thrown into the hellfire. And the people wanted to know why. They asked the prophet. The prophet said, because Allah said their intention was not doing those good things to please Allah, but it was for self-glory. So the people would glorify them. Say, oh, that brother's a good hafiz. That brother, he gave a lot. Oh, man, that's a good brother. So like the imam said, our good has to be acceptable by Allah, not by ourselves and not by other people. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. You're listening out, beautiful radio listening audience, to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. He's making it real for us, opening our eyes to the reality of our life, how we exist, who we are existing for, and our purpose in life. As he says, we're here on a journey, okay? So make sure we carry a light load. Have you ever thought about if you carry a heavy load on a journey, and you could, especially if you're walking and all, traveling about, moving on the earth, it will soon wear you down, huh? Wear you out. You won't be able to move us so far when you can get us so far. Well, people, that's what the reality of our life is. We carry all this ugly foolishness within us. Do all these evil things. It's a heavy load, a heavy burden they're carrying on us, people. And eventually, it's going to break us down and wear us down. As we notice, people nowadays don't live as long as they used to. Man trying to make it seem as though when you're living 60, 70, 80 years old, you're living a long life. But no, people. We are, most of us, especially African Americans, we have somebody in our family who's in the 90s who lived to be 100 and something. And they came from a different time when the wickedness and cruelty on earth was not like it is today. The evil was not like it is. It's multiplied to the extreme today where a man is so evil that he's destroying the crop of the eat and forcing us to eat artificial food. Food that will soon tear our bodies down in the inside, weighing hard on our alcohol and our system, and giving us diseases, water, poisonous water, water that eventually messes with the system and gives diseases. So this is how evil these people have become. And this is why it's so necessary for you to hurry and turn. Turn towards your Lord. Turn towards the Almighty God, the Creator of Allah. Turn towards him, call on him, seek his help. That's what he's waiting for. And this is why he's letting this happen. Until you get up and do something yourself, to try to make life better, to try to make things better, he's going to just let you live in that corruption of arrogancy, of evil, of wickedness. Until you decide that you sincerely want to come out and call on help from him, call on his help. Thank you for listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. A beautiful speaker you have from Mr. Sitting with us again today. And sometimes, brothers, forgive me, my mind, I'm talking so fast I said I was going to remember your name because it's very easy name to remember. So blessed to have you with us. And I'm going to give you a chance to say a few words again now.
Alhamdulillah. It's Abdul Kareem, sister. Alhamdulillah.
Abdul Karim. All right, thank you. You know, it's hard to say this. It didn't sound right.
Alhamdulillah. So, the topic, alhamdulillah, is just, it's what we live for, you know, the temporary and the everlasting. That's the two contrasts. And when the imam says, you know, the only reality is Allah, that alludes to that this life and everything we're doing here is not a reality, but it's real to us because we're living it. I can feel concrete, rocks are hard and water is wet, so it's real, but it's temporary. This dunya and everything around us is temporary. We look at the pleasures of this world, like the imam said earlier, you know, you want the nicest car and you want the most beautiful wife and you want the best kids and all of that, but all of that is temporary. On the day of judgment, on the day that's going to last 50,000 years, where we're all going to be accountable for everything we did, we're not going to have any of that with us. Our beautiful kids are not going to be. Our beautiful wife is not going to be. Our beautiful car, our beautiful home, none of that is going to matter. Only thing that's going to be there with you are your deeds. And the only deeds that are going to help you are the deeds that you did pleasure of your Lord. Allahu Akbar. That's all that's going to count on that scale on that day is the deeds that you did solely for your Lord. I don't care if your rims on your car spun circles or if your house was the tallest building on the planet or if your wife had the beauty of Sarah, you know, which we know she had half the beauty, that the wife of Abraham, one of the most beautiful
ones. Yes.
All right? None of that matters if your good deeds that you did strictly for Allah don't add some weight to your scale, you are in trouble. Major trouble. And that's why somebody out here who doesn't worship Allah, doesn't care about Allah, thinks has too much pride, like you mentioned earlier, in his deeds, thinks he did it himself. And I'm not going to mention names, but maybe they created some software program and they're a multi-billionaire. Or maybe they created spliced some genes and came up with a cure for cancer. They can have done anything that they wanted to do. A man who moved a stick out of the road only so people wouldn't get hurt when they went to worship their Lord. This is a hadith. He moved a branch or cut a branch down out of the way, moved a stick out of the road, was rewarded with paradise for moving a branch out of the road. Where there's going to be
people,
like you mentioned, Allahu Akbar, and there's going to be people, like you mentioned earlier, that memorize the whole Quran who might get dragged on their face to the fire because you memorized the entire Quran, 114 surahs, every letter, every dot, but you did it to please the people so that the people would say, ooh, he's a good reciter. Ooh, he memorized the Quran. Well, that person just moved a stick out of the road, but he did it only to please his Lord. What are we going to do only to please our Lord? What example are we going to set that only this is only for Allah? I don't care. I don't even want anybody else to see this good deed. As a matter of fact, I want to kind of hide it if I can hide it.
Yes,
Because I do this only to please Allah, and I want this on my scale for good deeds. I don't want to share. I don't want to put Allah in a situation where he's sharing the good from this. I did it some for Allah and some for the people.
Mm-mm.
Only for Allah.
That's right.
And when you look at it that way, Imam, it takes away. It lets you understand the temporary nature of this earth, these rocks, this water, this chair I'm sitting in, this microphone I'm talking into, this state-of-the-art phone I'm using. All that is temporary. Next year there's going to be an iPhone 15 out, you know? All right? That doesn't matter, right? Because what matters is to all this is gone. If Allah blesses
That's
me to
right.
be on this earth 60, 70, 80, 90 years, when all this is gone, do I have anything on my scale that I say I did only for my Lord? And if I do,
yes,
I pray that he accepts it and I'm in good shape. And if I don't, whoo, my hereafter is not looking too good if I don't.
That's exactly right.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. All praises due to Allah, the God and the Evolver, the Cherisher and Sustainer of the world. Amen. That's absolutely correct. And we're probably about ready to conclude, but I want to say a comment on that, what you just said. This is what we as Muslim brothers like me and you, that's really leaders in their faith, the deen, the way of life of Islam, for Muslims and non-Muslims, for the whole world, we need to remind the Muslims more of this hadith right here. Because, you know, early on when I was blessed to learn Islam in 1976, under the leadership of a beautiful soul by the name of Imam Rafiuddin Muhammad, may Allah bless his soul and rest in peace for the work that he did diligently all these years for the world, and still making an impression. Intent is the key to life. And I want to say, Prophet Muhammad said we're going to be raised up on the day of judgment based on our intentions in this world. That's how important intentions are. You know, and everything that we, and this is what I want to say too, it's on paper, but Allah bless me to memorize it. Faith, the foundation for anybody to be of faith upon in Allah is what? Morality, good morality. Prophet Muhammad said righteousness is good morality. That's what you don't see in the Muslim community, the Christian community, and the Jew community, the three largest religious communities in the world. You have seen the majority of them have left out of the religion, the faith, good morality. And they have left out of the faith, going out in the public like their prophet Esau, Jesus, Moses, and Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, all of them be peace and prayers. They, Allah said in the Quran, all of his messengers and prophets walked through the streets, and he said they lived among the people. You got Muslims today in America in particular, I want to say, they want to live high society or the American dream. They want to get away from, they say, them old heathens or them old, they call the poor people heathens, the ones that drink alcohol and live in the projects and stuff. And guess what? The most corrupt people in the world now and as all time, as you can study history and it will bear me witness to truth, the most corrupt people in the world are the people with the most so-called material wealth. They are trying to, a few of them, destroy the masses of people so they can have a world all to themselves. That's how selfish they are. It's called population control. So how do they control the population? Do they control it just by restricting them from getting material things? No. The only way you can control people is by controlling their thinking. Get them to think the way you want them to think and not the way their creator created them to think, which is what? Good. All good. And Allah said all bad comes from man. So if you're thinking the way man wants you to think, you're thinking what? All wrong all the time. Even a wrong Muslim. A Muslim man, it can be the best Muslim man on the earth. He's still just a human being. He ain't no God. He make mistakes. Huh? You cannot, this is so absurd to me, Catholics. They'll go to their priest and say, Father, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. And Allah said in the Quran, who can forgive sins except Allah, your creator? Now, who going to forgive that priest of his sins? You're asking the priest to forgive you of your sin. Who going to forgive him of his sins? And I was watching the movie. This is good, too, before we go, called Superman. And you know Superman and all kinds of great men in this country, they thought it was white. So Superman, love, or lady he loved, was Lois Lane, called Lois Lane. So Lois Lane was falling off to the skyscraper building, and Superman swooped down and got her, and Superman said, "Don't worry, I got you." And Lois Lane said, "Who got you?" So what she was saying, what she was saying, you're holding me up, but who's holding you up? So I just wanted to share that with y'all because I thought that was such a comical thing to me, so foolish. This is such a foolish world of people, you know, but they can, and you can only save yourself. So you, Brother Imam and Sister Isla, y'all have done a wonderful job today supporting not me, but supporting our way of life for all people. All people. You made it clear. Both of you are good hosts. Very excellent. MashaAllah, as Allah pleases. So with that said, I don't think there's too much more need to be said except people. Allah say the judgment is nearer than you think. The judgment day. Not just here on earth. You're judged every day by what you do. But Allah say the final judgment in the back, in the end of the Quran, he says very near. So we don't have any time to be around here doing things to please ourselves. Like the Imam said and I said and the sister too. If you live your life only to please Allah, that's the only chance you got to go to Jannah or paradise. If you doing it and you can't fool Allah, ain't no need to try and impress people, because Allah knows the secrets, he said, of your heart. So he knows your heart intention. So, you know, I don't try to please no one but Allah. I don't try to please myself, because I know myself is my worst enemy. And Allah say for you Muslims, in my conclusion, he say fighting in the cause of truth, his truth, justice and righteousness, it's prescribed, it's ordained, it's obligatory for you Muslim. And he said most of you don't like fighting in the cause of truth, Muslims and his righteousness. And he said that's bad for you. And he said you love something that's bad for you and hate something that's good for you, fighting and standing up in the cause of his truth and justice.
You have
okay.
1 minute.
1 minute, we're going to let Imam Abdul Kareem bring prayer out, to hold up with Salat prayer, a beautiful prayer. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, in the last minute, I'm going to close, inshallah, with Fatiha. Inshallah, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the world, the most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. You alone we worship. You alone we pray for help. Show us the straight path to your mercy, the path that you have blessed, and not the path of those who have gone astray or earned your wrath. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Rabbil Alameen.
Thank you, our radio listening audience. You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Join us the same time next week, 12 o'clock p.m. And again, spread the word. Invite someone to come and join with you. Have a great and wonderful and blessed day. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. You as well, sister.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.